Oh, heavens above. Somebody told me, said, why don't you write to Carter? You want some beer cans. I'm saving beer cans for charity too. And I said, why don't you write to Carter and ask him to give you some cans? You ought to have plenty of cans because they named that Billy, you know, Billy Carter.
Right. Oh,
the drugstore over here, I don't imagine that they drink or anything like that. I've never known them. Two brothers, and the brother that originally had it sold it out to his younger brother. And he had, I heard he had on his desk, a can of Billy Carter beer. Somebody brought it to him. They were off in Atlanta or someplace, and so for a joke they brought him the can of beer back, and he had it sitting on his desk, never had opened it, of course.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I read about that. His brother is a real character, apparently.
Evidently.
Well, you were talking about those different nationalities. When you were growing up, did you ever hear any nicknames or maybe slang expressions that people would use?
There goes.
Now, what did that mean?
Italian.
Italian.
Well, there goes. And, it was a name for the English. The only one I can recall. Now, I guess we did have some Scotch people here, too. Like I say, Novia was a little town.
Yes, ma'am.
And you knew, you may not know them, but you knew of the people here.
Yes, ma'am.
But now you don't know who you next door to and anything else. We call, we had two places of Jews, the Russian Jew, and the, what, it was the Jew who followed the, excuse me, followed the new synagogue. What do they call them?
Followed the what?
New synagogue.
Reform?
I don't know whether they call that a Reform Jew or not. But I never hear of a Russian Jew now.
Did they have any nicknames they were known by?
No.
No nicknames.
Unless it was Kikes.
Kikes, right. What about, did you have Poles around here? From Poland?
I think I heard of one family of Polish people. Oh, and we did have somebody from Vienna. We had a gentleman and his wife and daughter, and they ran a bakery. And they made only the highest class of delicatessen style cakes and pies. No, they didn't make pies. They made all these fancy things for parties. Oh, you paid 10 cents a piece then.
Yes.
And that was something to pay, because you'd get cookies and stuff like that. But theirs was always high class and very unusual.
Yes.
Pastry. They ran a pastry shop.
Mm-hmm. I see. Can you recall any nicknames for Orientals, either Chinese or Japanese or something like that?
Chinks.
Chinks
are the Chinese,
mm-hmm.
And Japs were just Japs.
Japs.
And of course the Irish now, they might have sometimes referred to a woman in an old Irish biddy.
An old Irish what?
Biddy.
Oh.
B-I-D-D-I-E.
Right.